This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. We're very honored to have with us today on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada, Jason Herring, the founder and CEO of Vivify. And Vivify brings technology to life. I'd like to read a little bit about him from his biography. I didn't set out to start an energy company. I didn't wake up one morning wanting to fix the global grid, confront climate collapse, or take on the most politically charged infrastructure on the planet. This problem chose me long before I had words for it. Jason goes on to say, what I've always been drawn to are systems, the invisible machinery beneath the surface that keeps everything moving. The systems people don't notice until they fail. Energy is the ultimate one of those systems. When it works, no one thinks about it. When it breaks, everything breaks. And that's so true. We are so dependent on energy. We're taping in Buffalo with Jason Herring, with his headquarters in Delray Beach, Florida. Now, you're right, there has never been a more unforgiving moment to get energy wrong. Why do we have to get energy right? Jason Herring.
Yes, well, a great question, and thanks for having me. So I think, you know, what most people don't know is, you know, energy demand around the world is basically exploding. Between AI, data centers, electric vehicles, global growth, the world is dramatically needs more power than basically ever than before. So the challenge we're having today is producing that energy not only reliable, but with reducing emissions at the same time. And one of the things we do at Vivify, you know, is in particular is hydrogen. We believe hydrogen is one of the most powerful solutions to that problem. It allows you to, with hydrogen, you can actually store the energy, transport the energy, generate electricity without carbon emissions. And, you know, in many ways is a giant battery for the energy grid. So what's exciting is we don't have to rebuild the entire energy system from scratch. Much of the infrastructure we have, you know, coal plants in particular, power plants, turbines, transmission lines, you know, we with hydrogen, we're able to modernize those existing systems instead of abandoning them. And, you know, we're continuously looking at technologies that produce clean hydrogen and convert it into reliable power where it's needed most. And the opportunity is enormous. You know, it's just not environmental, but also, you know, on the economy side of things, hydrogen is probably potentially one of the largest energy markets in the world. And we're focused to help build that future.
All right, let's talk about global electricity. The demand is surging. I keep reading about all these AI plants and they're short on power. They're building their own grids. And how are we going to keep up with these demands for global electricity?
You know, that brings us to the, again, to the point of hydrogen. I think, you know, we as a country, we as a global entity, I don't think we'll be able to keep up with those demands unless we take, you know, I like to say, let's take the politics out of energy. You know, energy is bipartisan. And I think it's no different than big pharma and kind of capturing an audience and creating this infrastructure that's politically driven. And if we take the politics out of it and let science back it, you know, we have the answer. For instance, you know, we have one of our products, the CAT, which is a clean air turbine for coal plants. Coal is still, you know, a great resource. It's used worldwide, you know, everywhere from China to Russia to the United States to India. And I think coal in particular, we can burn with zero emissions and actually give double energy output. So, but again, it's politicized. And then if we move to hydrogen, hydrogen's the most abundant element in the universe. And when you use it for energy, the only byproduct you get is water. So I think, the answer to that question again is why hydrogen is important right now. Well, basically, due to that demand, the demand's going to double. And with AI data centers alone pushing power demand higher than we've ever seen, hydrogen basically to answer your question, gives us a scalable way to produce clean and reliable energy. And the beautiful thing is bipartisan.
It's a little troubling about the politics getting involved in this, and I, while we're talking about politics, I understand that you are in charge of a big event in Florida for Byron Donalds for governor of Florida. Why do you believe in him, and what is this event that you are chairing, Jason Herring?
Yeah, so we're hosting an event to raise $500,000 for his campaign. We are fully, you know, we are a bipartisan company. We don't go with the left. We don't go with the right. We go with people and people that we think are going to make a difference in this sector. And, you know, one of the things we spent a lot of time with Byron, and one of the things we really like about him is, you know, I think we all agree our governor did a great job. DeSantis and what he's already built here, and Florida has a great segue. But Florida has, you know, Florida, we want to be known as more than Disney. And, you know, we have everything from ports to entertainment to multiple sporting venues to, you know, the Tampa to Miami to Orlando. Florida is a massive economy. And I think, you know, and one of the big things, you know, I think that most people don't know is, you know, even the New York Stock Exchange is moving all of its data centers down to Florida. So a lot of the things that are happening in Florida really impact the world. And one of the things we liked about Byron is he is a big picture thinker. He's not selfish, and he's actually, you know, if he is elected, and hopefully he is, he's looking to prepare, use his 8 years to prepare the next governor, because any infrastructure change like this would be a long play. And I think he's looking at, you know, how do we make Florida and put it on the map from a global leader in as far as energy and infrastructure. And I think he's going to do a great job at that. He's looking at, you know, revolutionizing the, you know, the transportation, hospitalization, you know, infrastructure, you know, and everything far in between. And, you know, a lot of people in particular, you know, think of AI and change as a negative thing. AI is going to happen, and it is the future. And I think what a lot of people don't realize, and it's a lack of education about AI, is that AI is not going to take away jobs. If anything, AI is going to enhance the jobs. It's going to make us a much more efficient, you know, world by, you know, just having efficiencies, and right down to medical, which is, you know, that's another aspect Vivify's in. We're working with a company called Mobia that's building smart cities and smart hospitals, and we're helping power those. So, you know, back to your point, I think what Byron Donalds does is he's a big picture player looking at the complete infrastructure of Florida and how we can grow Florida into its own world economy.
Now, this event is taking place on March 19th in Delray Beach, Florida.
That's correct.
Good. Very good. Well, we wish you luck. He seems like a man of vision.
Yes,
Byron
he does.
Byron Donalds for governor. For those who have just tuned in, we're speaking with the founder and CEO of Vivify in Delray Beach, Florida, Jason Herring. If you're listening in Buffalo, Washington, D.C., or northern Florida, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520 Radio, Suite 200, 500 Corporate Parkway, Buffalo, New York, 14226. I'd like to thank Ella Dunphy with Strategic Consultants NY for recommending this guest. We've had many comments regarding our recent guest, Marcos Ramos, and he's with the Polish National Baseball Team. Entertainer Cammy Clooney, who is entertaining in Florida at this time, and Tom Rush, a famous folk singer who's been in the business for 50 years. Coming up, we're going to have Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz, who is ambassador to the European Union and Belgium, and Rich Newberg and Howard Minsky involved with teaching young people about the Holocaust. So drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. A little bit more information about Jason Herring from his biography. Over time, I started noticing a dangerous pattern. Every serious conversation about climate change was framed as a choice between responsibility and reality, clean energy versus reliable energy. environmental progress versus economic survival. Shut it down or keep polluting. Pick one. That framing never made sense to me. And that's our guest today, Jason Herring, founder and CEO of Vivify, involved with energy in Delray Beach. A little plug here. Please share your heritage with your children and grandchildren. Give them a digital subscription to the AMPO Legal newspaper. Each week they will receive by email a digital version of the Polish-American weekly newspaper. The newspaper contains news, features, recipes, and a cultural grab bag from Polonia's only weekly publication. A new digital gift subscription to the AMPO Legal is only $15 for 52 issues. Order online at ampolegal.com and click subscribe at the top of the page. Or call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. And share your heritage with the next generation of Polish Americans. Let's talk a little bit about regulatory pressure and its tightening around submissions. How do you stay in business when you have this regulatory pressure all the time? Jason Herring.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, again, that kind of brings us back to the, you know, the Byron Donaldson thing and you know, why it's important that, you know, non-political, you know, in a complete bipartisan channel, that we just, you know, we know what we're educated and when we vote and to make a difference. Because I think, you know, a lot of these regulatories, you know, they either help dramatically or they hinder dramatically. And I think what we're seeing is, you know, a lot of confusion across, you know, both sides of the aisle and understanding of this technology and power in general. So I think, you know, that's why, unfortunately for us, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, you know, we have to focus a lot on the politics. And I never really strive to do that. I'm a visionary. I'm a builder, you know, in an engineering mindset. I want to go build and help build the future. So unfortunately, we have to work with the governments and the local authorities and states and countries and try to help, revolutionize this and take away. But one good thing, you know, is the current administration, you know, just from an energy point of view, is very pro-energy. And I think it's taking a lot of the regulatories down to try to get some of this new technology out there. And I think once this technology is dispersed, and hopefully you'll see some, you know, leading technologies, in particular hydrogen, you know, deployed in the next 18 months. And I think after that's deployed and people can see what it's doing with zero emissions, purely water vapor as its byproduct, I think that, you know, it will be able, and people can see it with their own eyes. I think hopefully we can cut some of this political red tape and everyone realize this is something that benefits all. So it's a journey.
For those who just tuned in, our guest today is Jason Herring, founder and chief executive officer of Vivify, located in Delray Beach, Florida. A very bright man explaining the technology and energy needs of the United States for generations to come. Let's talk, Jason, about the balancing act, this collision between explosive demand and shrinking tolerance for emissions. How do you plow through and give people the energy and get people and the government to buy in?
Continuous education and being involved with the government every step of the way. We didn't seek to be in a political environment, nor do we like to be, but we're willing to take that role on, because we are proud Americans. We are patriots of this country. We want to make America first, and in our case, you know, even Florida first, and really get this out there. So I think, you know, one of the key attributes to doing this, the technology is already existing. To, you know, the energy issue we have is very real, and it's going to happen, and it's going to happen very soon. I mean, we're going to be very close to having national blackouts on you know, large scales across the United States within years because of this energy shortage. So I think the technology is already out there. I think it takes aggressive political figures companies, institutions, and you know, in particular companies like Vivify, to get it out there and deploy it rapidly whilst we have the opportunity to do so. And the great news is that companies like Vivify in particular, you know, we have the ability to not only double energy outputs, if not furthermore, but also do it all with zero emissions or near no emissions, depending on the natural resource. And we can work with multiple resources. We can work with natural gas, coal, but you know, your best resource is hydrogen. And I think the world's going to be very impressed with what they see in the next 18 months, give or take, with and how hydrogen can really make a difference. And it is ready to go. It is it's here and ready, and it just needs to be deployed.
Jason Herring, founder and CEO of Vivify, you talked about blackouts, energy shortages. When I was in Cuba over 20 years ago, they had 8 hours a day with no power. They just shut down everything. You think we're going to have, with shortages of electricity, the same thing in the United States, where we're going to ration the energy and shut it down for some time of the day? Give us your viewpoint, Jason Herring.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we're not far from that. I think that's going to be something that is right around the corner. I think, you know, national blackouts and more regional, I think are definitely on the horizon if we don't get this solved, you know, very soon. I think, you know, with the AI data centers that are being built across the globe, you know, it's the national blackouts. I mean, electric vehicles, population growth, most importantly, the aging grid infrastructure, you know, extreme weather. Weather is playing a huge hindrance. I mean, hurricanes are stronger, storms are more powerful. And then in particular, the AI data centers, you know, which is a necessary evil. But, you know, I think these are, you know, millions and millions of people could lose power at once. I think, and that's why, you know, companies like us and Vivify are focused on distributing energy, producing power closer to where it's used. And one of the biggest challenges, you know, with our current grid is it's very centralized. When something falls, millions and millions of people lose power at once. So, you know, this is why I think hydrogen, going back to that, plays a big role in preventing blackouts. It allows energy to be stored and deployed when the grid needs it most. You know, again, back to my earlier point, it's think of it as a massive backup battery for the grid. So, you know, the key points that something like hydrogen power does is it stores excessive energy, produces electricity on demand when it spikes. It stabilizes the grid, provides backup power. You know, it gives us the ability to store energy at a scale we can keep the lights on when the grid is under massive stress. So I think it's the problem is close, but the solution is here.
One more question about your event. You're bringing in Congressman Byron Donalds to Delray Beach on March 19th. Will everyone who participates get to meet and greet and shake the hand and talk to Byron Donalds?
They will indeed, one-on-one with a private dinner.
That sounds like a nice plan. For those who just tuned in, we're speaking with Jason Herring, founder and CEO of Vivify, involved with energy in Delray Beach, Florida. If you're listening in Washington, South Buffalo, or Montreal to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a line. Please write to Brian Rusk, The Bet, AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand, and we'd like to hear from you. A little bit more information from the biography of Jason Herring, founder and CEO of Vivify in Delray Beach, Florida. He writes, "I kept asking a question no one wanted to answer. Why are we talking about tearing down systems that already work instead of transforming them? Coal plants, diesel engines, natural gas infrastructure, they're being treated as dead weight, obsolete, morally inconvenient. Yet at the same time, the world's demand for electricity was accelerating, not slowing. AI didn't exist, at scale yet, but data centers were already multiplying. Grid instability was already showing cracks. Communities built around power generation were already being hollowed out. Our guest today, a man of vision and intelligence, Jason Herring, founder and CEO of Vivify. Now, you write about most solutions on the table either break the grid or break the bank. Let's talk about the grid being too small and the enormous cost to provide energy to people. Jason Herring.
Yeah, so I think, you know, one of the large issues with the grid is it's you know, centralization. So I think the short term the long term solution, for that matter, is decentralizing the power. You know, smaller energy systems that can operate independently when needed, and you know, more localized. So I think and the rest of the infrastructure, the coal plants, the existing plants, they just need to be modernized, and we can take their complete infrastructure, their turbines, retrofit them with a clean air turbine, bypass the traditional what is called a scrubber on a coal plant, which is basically in layman's terms, a giant AC filter. We can bypass that, which has very unreliable outcomes, and we could go into a clean air turbine and have that same plant with the same infrastructure now retrofitted and producing double energy with zero emissions. So again, I think the biggest problem with it all is just education. You know, education, and not only to the American people, to the world audience, and to the politicians. Because I've met a lot of politicians as well, and they're really not educated on this matter, but yet they're making very high level, impactful decisions with little to no education on energy, and I think that's the biggest issue we have. So I think if education and a bipartisan outlook, we have the solution, we know a cure to the problem, and it can be fixed if we can come together.
You keep talking about politics. Does Ron DeSantis and Byron Donalds get this? The energy needs for the future generation, do they understand this?
100%. You know, absolutely. And that's, again, one of the reasons what we like, you know, Byron Donalds. It's not, when you're thinking infrastructure, you can't just think, or you're thinking power, you have to think infrastructure. You have to think of how is everything communicating. How is everything centralized? You know, think about your mass hubs, your airports, your hospitals, universities, you know, big infrastructure. And how is everything, you know, how do we centralize, you know, independent power sources in those particular areas so we don't have mass scale grid outages? So I think what they're in particular really focused on is how do we make Florida, you know, connected in a great form of energy. And, you know, how are we re-strategizing all the different attributes and all the connectivity from hospitals to, you know, universities like I described. And we're actually partnered with a company called Mobia. Mobia actually is a company that does, you know, massive large-scale site planning for grid infrastructure and for global planning and urban planning with future modernized power sources. I.e. Vivify. So, yes.
Where is Mobia located as a corporation?
Mobia is located in London. They have multiple offices: London, Saudi Arabia, and they have in New York City. So they're global. So they currently have about 43 projects in the works from all those areas, and not to mention multiple in the United States, including California.
So Vivify is partnering with Mobia internationally.
Indeed we are.
Very good. Now, you also write about that's why now matters, not because the problem is new, but because the consequences of ignoring it are no longer theoretical. So we're under a time crunch. We have to get moving on this, Jason.
Absolutely. I mean, and time is of the essence. And, you know, I think, unfortunately, I think we have as little as 18 months to really make a big impact. You know, in 18 months, you're going to have all the different, you know, midterms and all the different elections. And, you know, things are getting up to a, we're getting close to that, the, you know, where politics comes into play again. And so I think before we have a changing of the guard and, you know, both local and national administrations, I think what we need to focus on is making a difference before we have another changing of the guard. Because I think that's going to be the, you know, politics unfortunately does come into play because this is on such a large scale. So I think we don't have any time. We have no time. And if you even if you take that out of it, you know, these coal plants need to be retrofitted. We don't have time to let them get further, you know, degraded. And I think we need to make a move immediately. And the data centers in particular are popping up and they're not stopping. So we need to get ahead of this. And yeah, we definitely don't have, this is definitely not one of those moments where we can do it, your traditional, you know, government 5, 10, 20 year play to get a roadway installed. This is something that's immediate and has to happen quickly.
Sorry, we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close on the Bet AM 1520. Again, special thanks to Ella Dunphy with Strategic Consultants NY for suggesting Jason Herring, founder and CEO of Vivify. Also, special thanks to Kevin Carr, our director of production of the Rusk Report and the Bet AM 1520 for 20 years. Well, we wish Jason Herring great luck in his ventures with technology and energy with Vivify in Delray Beach, Florida. Thank you for enlightening us, and have a great week.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.